Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, hello, and welcome to the Senior Zone. Once again, by God's grace and His mercy, I am here and humbled to be your host for yet another broadcast. Folks, this is Sean Perry, and since 2012, it's been our mandate on the Senior Zone to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns that matter most to you, uniting seniors 50 and over, yes, 50 and over, with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice. The Senior Zone hopes to improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere, while creating new conversations around how we age. The call-in number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. In today's first segment, we're going to learn more about Medicare Advantage plans, also known as Part C, that's being offered by United Healthcare to eligible seniors here in the District of Columbia. Our guest will be Medicare Plan Director for United Healthcare Community Plan, Ms. Bryna Penny. She's coming up shortly. In our second segment, we're going to get to know AARP just a little better. We're going to become a little further acquainted with them. With us will be Mr. Raul Andrews Jr., Regional Vice President of AARP. We're going to close out the show, as we routinely do, with birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements. But before we begin, allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. They can be reached at 301-255-0066. That's 301-255-0066. AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you and at no cost, absolutely free. Their number is 202-434-2120. 202-434-2120. They are on today's show, the United Healthcare Community Plan. It's a Medicare Advantage plan offering more benefits than original Medicare, which makes getting care simpler for you. Their Medicare plan gives you access to the quality, service, and value of United Healthcare and their partners. For more information on the United Healthcare Community Plan, call 855-527-5966. That's 855-527-5966. Last but certainly not least, CareLinx. That's with an X on the end. CareLinx is the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx.com/senior zone. That's CareLinx.com/senior zone. Folks, when we return, have your pen and your pad ready to learn more about Medicare Advantage plans and how they can play a role in your healthcare experience.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. With us today is the Medicare Plan Director for United Healthcare Community Plan, Ms. Bryna Penny. We're going to talk Medicare Advantage prescription drug plans today. Good morning and welcome, Ms. Penny.
Hi, good morning, Sean. Thank you.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate you in the Senior Zone.
Oh, appreciate it. May I call you Bryna?
Of course.
Well, let's just jump right into it, Brian. You know, for our listeners, and I want to educate them first about Medicare and all the parts and pieces that comprise Medicare before we jump into the community plan. So for those that just may not know, they're in their lower 60s and they're wondering what Medicare is and what they're going to do once they become eligible for Medicare. What is Medicare and how does one qualify for Medicare?
Absolutely. And thank you for that, Sean, because actually that is the goal for United Healthcare here in the district, is to make sure that we're educating the seniors in this area about Medicare and about their Medicare options. You know, Medicare was made into law in 1965, and it's a federal health insurance program for those folks that qualify. It's designed specifically for people who are 65 or older, or people who are under 65 that have certain disabilities. And for people that have permanent kidney failure, which is called ESRD. Now, while that may not work specifically with what we'll talk about here today, mm-hmm. Medicare itself is for those folks.
Gotcha. And how does one qualify for Medicare?
Well, once they reach that right young age of 65, uh-huh. Or some of those other qualifiers that we talked about, it's important that they have, they qualify if they've worked 10 years in their lifetime, uh-huh. or if they have certain disabilities, or again, end-stage renal disease, also known as ESRD.
Okay, gotcha. So 10 years of paying into Medicare. I understand, Bryna, there are many pieces and parts to Medicare, and it's confusing for many seniors that are out there that, the A, B, C, D, E, F, Gs of Medicare. Can you explain what those pieces are?
Absolutely. There are the ABCs of Medicare. You're correct. It's comprised of four parts, part A, B, C, D. And the way that alphabet works is part A provides hospital coverage, and that includes inpatient hospital care, skilled nursing care, hospice care, home health care providers. Part B helps cover the doctor's visits. So that is outpatient care, durable medical equipment, and some preventative services. I'm going to skip a bit and I'm going to go to Part D. Part D is easy to remember because it helps with prescription drugs, D for drugs. Mm-hmm. It's run by Medicare and approved. It's run by Medicare and it's approved by Medicare, but it's provided through private insurance companies. And then Part C, the way, this is not the technical term, but this is a layman way to help remember some of this. Part C, the way I remember it is to think of a combination. So Part C helps to combine a lot of those benefits. So oftentimes, Part C will include both your Part A and Part B. And in a lot of instances, Part C will include A, B, and D. So you get your hospital, your outpatient doctor, as well as your prescription drugs all in one plan. Those are those Part C plans.
Gotcha. I remember our last conversation, and you were talking about Part C, and You know, I just summed it up as an all-inclusive. Like when you go down to Jamaica and Sandals Resorts, one of those packages, it includes your airfare, your hotel, your food, etc. That's what Part C is, right? Your A, B, and D?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. I'm a lot like you, Sean. When I go on vacation, I want to know that the hotel room and that breakfast is covered, lunch is covered, all inclusive. You get everything in one package. That's what you can think of with those Medicare Advantage Part C plans. You get everything in that one package.
So this is what I've heard, Brian, and real quick. When I speak with seniors routinely and we get on this subject matter, you know, what I get oftentimes is this sounds too good to be true, these Medicare Advantage plans. Explain that that's just not the case.
No, it's not a too good to be true plan. You know, all Medicare Advantage plans are governed and they're policed by Medicare themselves. So Medicare has strict oversight to the Medicare plans. Each of these plans have been carefully evaluated and approved by Medicare. And remember, at minimum, each one of these Medicare Advantage plans must provide at least the same benefits as original Medicare. So, but in most instances, you get more. That's the blessing of the Medicare Advantage plan. That is why these Medicare Advantage plans exist. So you get everything that you get with original Medicare, but then you get some additional benefits that are tailor-made oftentimes for that particular community. And so here in D.C., we have some great plan that's really tailored for the district senior.
Gotcha. So what should one consider when changing healthcare plans this upcoming enrollment season?
So this upcoming enrollment season, I think there are certain things they want to consider. Oftentimes, folks will say consider the four C's, and those four C's are coverage, cost, choice, and convenience. So what that means is, as it relates to coverage, does the plan that you're considering cover the services that you need? Mm-hmm. Everyone has different needs. You know, what I need and what you need, Sean, may be very different. So you want to find out if you're a diabetic and there are diabetic supplies and different things that you need, does this plan cover those things? Think about cost. You know, how much will your premiums be or your deductibles and any other costs? You know, how much will you pay for a hospital stay or a doctor's visit? So you want to think about cost. You want to think about choice. And choice is the providers. You know, do your doctors and other healthcare providers accept that coverage? You know, are your doctors participating with that plan, so to speak? And then convenience. Is it convenient for you to be a part of that particular plan? Like, where are those doctors located? Which pharmacies do they use? Where are those pharmacies located? Are there any in your area, in your neighborhood? So that's important to consider, as well as the, you know, enrollment time phase. If you're in your initial enrollment phase, or if it is AEP, as you mentioned, the annual election period, which is about to embark upon, or you know, if you qualify for special needs, which doesn't, you know, lock you into a specific enrollment period.
Yeah, so there are times then outside of the open enrollment period that one can consider changing or choosing a new health plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know that someone becomes eligible when they initially turn 65, right? For Medicare, at least, right? So when they turn 65 for Medicare, they have that 7-month window, which is 3 months before their 65th birthday, the month of their 65th birthday, and then 3 months after their 65th birthday. That's that initial enrollment period that they can come into Medicare and also join a plan. Then there's annual election period that you just mentioned, and that period runs from October 15th through December 7th. That's when they can come into a program or change the program that they're currently in. However, there's also something called special needs plans. And special needs plans don't require you to wait for a certain period. Anyone who qualifies for a special needs plan can join at any time of the year. So if there's someone who's eligible today for a special needs plan, UnitedHealthcare, for instance, they can enroll into that plan today and it will be effective the first of the following month.
So let's transition, Brianna, to the UnitedHealthcare community plan. What kind of plan is that, and how and when can someone consider choosing that health plan?
Sure, Sean. So the United Healthcare Plan in the District of Columbia is one of those all-inclusives that we just talked about a moment ago. Mm-hmm. It is a Part C plan, a Part C Medicare Advantage plan, and it happens to be a special needs plan. So the United Healthcare Plan is a plan that's designed specifically for those seniors who also happen to have Medicaid or QMD. They are a qualified Medicare beneficiary. If they have Medicare, and they have Medicaid or Medicare and QMD, they can join the United Healthcare Plan at any time of the year. They don't have to wait for the open enrollment period that will take place October 15th through the December 7th.
Gotcha. So talk to our listeners, what separates the United Healthcare Plan from the other Medicare Advantage plans that are being offered in the District of Columbia this upcoming season?
Well, I think, you know, what separates us is that we are unique in a lot of different ways. So, number one, most folks have heard of United Healthcare, right, Sean? Mm-hmm. So United Healthcare is a large company, right? Never heard of us, right? United Healthcare is a large company, currently number 6 on the Fortune 500. So that's great, right? That says a whole lot. You get the branding and that large company feel, and you know that this is a company that understands this market, understands healthcare. And we didn't get to number 6 on the Fortune 500 because we didn't know what we were doing. However, if you remove that, what I am most proud of here in the district is that we have very qualified and very compassionate individuals working with United Healthcare every day. So it's not that corporate feel. It's very mom and pop right here locally. You get me and you get my team, who's very dedicated to the health of the seniors in the district. And so what stands us apart here in the district is that we're always in the community at different community events, educating the community. As we mentioned earlier, Sean, when we first started, our goal is to educate the district seniors on Medicare alone, and then their Medicare options and how they can get the most from their Medicare programs. And then our program just offers so many additional things. We mentioned that a minute ago, that a lot of Part C programs are always going to cover what original Medicare covers, but then they give you additional benefits. And the United Healthcare program has several additional benefits. Right. You know, it's a dental benefit included, a vision benefit included. We have a health catalog benefit that folks love because they get this $300 credit of products that they typically would have to go to, you know, Walgreens or CVS or a store and buy over the counter. Now they're getting those delivered right to their door with a credit from United Healthcare. There's also transportation.
Yeah, let me jump in because we almost ran out of time, Bryna. But, you know, my mother up in, she's in the Philadelphia area, as my listeners well know, and she touts about the ancillary services that she receives from the Medicare Advantage plan that she's on up there in the Philadelphia area. And I won't mention that name, but it's those ancillary services that are just additional, what you get just as being part of a plan, and you wouldn't get it. And they're not covered by Medicare. So I'm interested to learn more about what those ancillary services are around healthcare, so we can talk more in detail about them later on. But one of the things I wanted to say to you, and why I wanted to have you on the show, is because I did see you guys out in the community educating seniors, unbiased, wasn't pushing a plan, and I'm not trying to really push your plan per se. But, you know, I was at the Anacostia Library sometime in July, and I just saw your staff, you know, over a period of several hours, you know, one-on-one group setting, just educating folks on their options, their Medicare healthcare options this upcoming season. And I appreciated that. And I just wanted to give that shout out to you and your staff for doing a great job. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know if I was, you know, an inspector, if you will, or someone from Medicare, police, if you will. But I just watched and observed them, and they did a great job, in my opinion.
Awesome. Thank you.
So it's funny you mentioned that
because we'll be back again. Well, thank you. It's funny you mentioned the Anacostia Library because we'll be there again. Actually, this Thursday, the Thursday the 18th at the Anacostia Library, we'll be doing that exact same thing again. One of my favorite agents, and I probably shouldn't say that because I have so many agents, but someone who I know really loves the community and is dedicated to the seniors, Jaslyn, will be at the Anacostia Library on the 18th at 1:30. And she'll be there for an hour doing the same thing that you saw, Sean, just educating folks about Medicare their options, helping out, you know, a lot of seniors that we bump into, as I mentioned to you, for our program, which makes us different than some of the others, is that you don't have to have full Medicaid. You can also have QMB. And we've noticed that a lot of the district seniors are not even familiar with QMB. They don't even know that that's available to them. And so we educate them on that option, on QMB and what it is and how it can assist them with their Medicare costs.
Well, Brian, I have to cut you short right now, but we'll talk more about QMB and how one can qualify and apply for that program. But I want to thank you and your team and staff for what you're doing and educating our senior listeners out there. You are welcome back anytime, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Sean. We really appreciate the partnership with the Senior Zone and all that you do to help the district seniors as well. Please let them know if they need us, to please give us a call.
Have a blessed day. All right. Up next, we're going to talk with AARP when we return. Still to come, birthdays of the week, news and announcements. We'll be right back with the RVP, Mr. Raul Andrews himself of AARP.
Did you know that according to an AARP study, they found that 90% of people over 65 want to age at home? Luckily, finding the best care for your parents doesn't have to break your spirit or the bank. CareLinx is now the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Whether your parent needs help with personal care, getting to their doctor's appointments, or just companionship, a caregiver can be there when you can't. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx. Listeners can get the first 4 hours of care for free by visiting us online at carelinx.com/seniorzone. CareLinx, spelled C-A-R-E-L-I-N-X, ending with an X. That's 4 hours of free care when you visit carelinx.com/seniorzone.
Hey folks, this is Sean Perry of the Senior Zone. Do you have questions about Medicare? Now is the time to look at your health needs to be sure you have a health care plan to best meet them. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare offers more benefits than original Medicare and may include prescription drug coverage all in one simple plan. Do you have Medicare? Are you eligible for Medicaid or QMB? Call and find out if you can enroll today. Attend an informational Medicare plan meeting in your community and bring a friend. Call a Medicare plan director at 855-527-5966 to find a time and location that works best for you. That's 855-527-5966.
This is the Senior Zone, and I am so blessed to be your host this morning. I am Sean Perry, and with me today is Mr. Raul Andrews Jr. himself. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. As I do, respectfully, may I call you by your first name?
Absolutely.
So allow me to properly introduce you to our listeners, those that just may not know who this gentleman is. Raul is a regional vice president for AARP, which is the largest nonprofit organization advocating for the interests of persons 50 and older in the United States. Raul is a member of the AARP national leadership team with duties including management of AARP's operations and strategic business unit comprised of the seven largest states in the nation, which are called the Mega Seven States region. That sounds like a huge responsibility, Raul.
It's a very dynamic job, but I think I'm blessed to have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Never a shortage of things to do. And we like to say 731 in the Mega Seven. So we're seven states. It's the seven largest states in the country. Mm-hmm. Also the seven largest membership populations within the AARP family.
Yeah.
Three time zones. But that's one goal that we all have, which is to suit up every day and put it on the line for the 50 plus and their families.
Yeah. So as we spoke, you know, give some backdrop to our listeners. Raul and I, we've met and we spoke before, and I didn't understand the magnitude of your role I knew it was big. I knew it was big time. But, you know, having these seven states, that comprises about, correct me if I'm wrong, 60% of the AARP membership that you're responsible for?
It's actually 45% of the membership, but it also includes about one third of our board. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you look at a state like California alone, that's 3.3 million of the 38 million members that AARP has. So almost 10% of our membership in one state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's jump right into it. Talk to our listeners about some of the nationwide campaigns or initiatives that AARP is leading that just intersects with your day-to-day work.
Sounds good. Let me do a backdrop by saying Everything that guides AARP is the chicken coop story. And Sean, I don't know whether you or your listeners are familiar with the chicken coop story, but AARP was founded in 1958 by a retired school principal named Ethel Percy Andrus. Mm-hmm. Dr. Andrus was the first woman to ever be a principal in the state of California ever. Among others, the actor who played Dr. Marcus Welby was one of her students at Lincoln High School in East Los Angeles that still exists today. So Dr. Andrus retires. The country at that time didn't have Medicare, which you just talked about in your last segment, but certainly we just celebrated yesterday the 81st anniversary of Social Security. And she went to look for a former Spanish teacher of hers at Lincoln High School who was apparently in a hardship, you know, sick and shut in. She goes to the door of the residence to the address she received, and Dr. Andrus knocks. She comes in, and she finds out that she's told nobody by the name of the woman you're looking for lives here. Next thing you know, she says, well, no, I'm sure that the person who gave me the address gave me the right address. So the lady says, oh, you must mean the woman who lives out back. Well, Dr. Andrus is thinking she's going to some bathhouse or servants' quarters or something like that. Mm-hmm. She goes and finds her former colleague from the high school, her old Spanish teacher, living in a chicken coop with a modest pension and no health care coverage whatsoever. So she got upset. She got mad. Then she got determined. And she decided to create this organization that today we all know as AARP. So by way of campaigns, because we celebrated the anniversary of Social Security yesterday, the Take a Stand campaign is the number one priority of AARP. The Take a Stand campaign is centered solely around trying to get the right prescription, the right formula to strengthen Social Security, not just for today's generation, but for tomorrow's generation and the generation thereafter. There hasn't been major reform to Social Security since the 1980s.
And for our listeners, Raul, why is that so important, particularly this election cycle?
Well, we're about 16, 17 years away from Social Security taking a precipitous drop in its ability to pay benefits. The good news is there'll still be people working. Mm-hmm. FICA still gets hers. So for those like you and me who are still paying in, we're going to be able to fund today's generation of beneficiaries. But at some point, you're looking at about a drop that's the equivalent of, on average, $10,000 per year cut. Most people, you know, not doing day trading with their Social Security benefits. Mm-hmm. They need those monies to make ends. They're not hoarding or saving Social Security. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're saying is if you need to fix something, the longer you wait to do it, whether it's Social Security, your creaky steps, your roof that leaks every time it rains, if you wait until it really absolutely has to be fixed, now we're talking about redoing all your steps in your foundation. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about changing your whole roof when all you had to do is get somebody up there and spackle it and put it together. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is if you're a candidate for public office at the federal government level, you need to tell us that you're interested and aware of the situation, that you do have some idea about how to fix it. And we want to be able to tell voters before they go to the polls in November, what is the plan?
Yeah. So I understand, you know, and I know that AARP is a nonpartisan organization, but there is a place that our listeners can go where they can see the positions of each presidential candidate on Social Security reform. Where is that?
That's good. The easiest way to go is to our main website, which is AARP.org, www.aarp.org. But there is a Take a Stand website. Mm-hmm. So if you put Take a Stand, TakeaStand.org, you'll be able to go on and you will see all of the plans that have been proposed. Right now, we only have two candidates. Mm-hmm. But at the time of the conventions for both elected parties, every candidate had a plan on the table. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're not even at the point of saying we're grading plans. All we're saying is tell us what your plan is. Because if you don't tell us what your plan is, you're going to do something in the dark. Mm-hmm. And typically, I think most of your listeners would agree with me, things that come out in the dark usually don't work well for us. Mm-hmm.
So true. So true. So that's the number one, you know, initiative, nationwide campaign, the Take a Stand. What's number two?
Right now, we have some statewide campaigns that would be of interest to your listeners in the Washington metropolitan area. We have a CARE Act, which is a multi-state plan. In April of 2016, Governor Hogan in Maryland signed the CARE Act, which is a notification and training protocol once patients are discharged. What we were trying to do is to help caregivers. In Maryland, there are 770,000 caregivers. Some of those caregivers are not doctors and nurses. So when the person comes home and we're happy they got discharged and they get to come home, now putting in catheters, changing gauze pads, administering medication, that's not something that's known to us. So we got to make a way to help those folks. And this gives safe harbor to the hospitals so they're able to do it. In the District of Columbia, the same law was signed in May of 2016 by Mayor Muriel Bowser. That's going to help 75,000 district caregivers. Wow. Actually provide for their loved ones. Now, again, if it's really in a bad situation and you need to go back to the hospital or you need to go to urgent care, by all means, you should do that. Mm-hmm. But we were seeing by our own research readmissions for things as simple as I didn't understand how to take off the bandage, clean the wound, and reapply the bandage. And we just couldn't have that. It made it more costly than it should be. And so the CARE Act was one of our ways. And over 30 states now have passed the CARE Act. And we were very proud to be out front on that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that the DMV is stepping up and being some of the first, you know, to address that issue. Because I know it's so important, you know, folks just going back and forth. And it does drive up our healthcare costs overall. It impacts all of us, right, you know, from cradle to the grave there. Anything else?
Well, let me say one last thing about fraud, particularly because I talk about being tech sophisticated, not just tech savvy. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants you to be tech savvy. So I want you to be tech sophisticated. And we have a economy that is becoming more and more dependent on technology. For those of you who read the Washington Post, they had a full page layout in yesterday's Washington Post with the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, and he was talking about Apple's mission to put a smartphone in the hand of every adult on the planet. And he thinks they can do that within the next 10 to 15 years. And he said it doesn't mean everybody will have an iPhone or something like that. Mm-hmm. But because the way the technology is emerging and evolving, that everybody at some point will be able to do it. Well, a lot of times people are being shut out of knowledge and information that would really be helpful to them because they don't want to be tech savvy or sophisticated. And one of the things we did to try to debunk some of the myths was to launch what we call the Fraud Watch Network. Mm-hmm. And we know that the Senior Zone has been a big champion for AARP, and we thank you for that, Sean, of promoting the Fraud Watch Network, because if we do it for ourselves, then in most instances, it's going to get done right. When we talk about the boomer economy, for example, the boomers who are within the earshot of our voices are paying for smartphones, and they don't even have a smartphone themselves. Mm-hmm. And their information is at risk because your grandbaby has a smartphone that you're paying for. Mm-hmm. So it's not your grandbaby's credit and bank account that's at risk. It's yours. And so you need to know that, particularly as we send in our children. This is a great time, back to school season. If ever there was a high season for smart technology, is when we send people back to school, particularly all these great recent high school graduates who are matriculating to college. We got to be able to keep in touch with them.
Yeah.
And they love the gadgets, but they'll open them up anywhere. They'll click on anything. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, you've invited evil into your midst. So the Fraud Watch Network, the good thing about it is it gives you some tools, but it also helps debunk some of the shame that sometimes goes along with the fraud issue, then so people have a place that's safe to report it. Yeah. And they can read about other stories about scams that come online and go offline.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you explain, and maybe you didn't go into detail about the difference between savvy and sophisticated, but I'm going to start using that term here on the Senior Zone, because, you know, I speak with the seniors face to face. I'm out in the trenches, you know, when I leave this show. I'm not some big radio guy. I love going out into those senior buildings, wellness centers, recreation centers, and just mingling with older folks. And I get to know them.
Yes.
And I get to know them on a very personal level in many, many cases. But as I learn about the opportunities for exposure of risk, you know, it alarms me as well. And I understand there's many scams out there, but I understand there's a Wi-Fi kind of scam and there's a Wi-Fi initiative there. And we have to be so protective when we're out in public places. Can you talk about that a little bit more and how our folks can stay even more safe when they think they're safe at a local establishment's Wi-Fi?
I believe the best way to do it is to tell folks that just because Wi-Fi is available doesn't mean that's Wi-Fi for you. So the place to go where you can be most secure are going to be places where you've been before. I can tell you, Sean, 2 weeks ago, I was in St. Louis, and I was the victim of credit card piracy. And between Washington and my trip to St. Louis and back, my credit card had gone to Israel, Germany, France, and Mexico. And I'm sitting there talking to the credit card vendor saying, well, you saw my airline ticket was a domestic ticket. How did we approve all these charges? But, you know, the nice thing about our Wi-Fi initiative, and we're not alone in this, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is involved, the community, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is involved. So it's an interconnected network of folks who are trying to put out information. I don't know whether the CFPB has had representatives here, but my good friend Nora Dowd Eisenhower at CFPB, again, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, puts out pamphlets all the time that we're happy to share that tells you when to and when not to log in to some of these hotspots and these hot zones. But again, if the person who's providing you the number is not a person you know and trust, don't trust it.
Don't trust them. Exactly. I tell our folks all the time, whenever you get an unsolicited phone call, you know, be nice. But if you have to be rude and just hang on up. Anecdotally speaking, Raul, you know, we hear that, you know, abuse and neglect and exploitation is either a constant still, despite good efforts to mitigate that, or on the rise. Can you share more about, you know, what's AARP's position, what's happening with AARP or across the board, across the country, to really, you know, nip this issue in the bud?
Independence, dignity, and purpose are three of the undergirding values of AARP. And one of our six primary tenets in our policies is to help people avoid or be removed from risk because of abuse, fraud, and neglect. If you ask the financial expert, Sean, the range of annual loss for financial exploitation is anywhere from $3 billion to $30 billion annually. Billion with a B.
Right.
And the challenge is threefold. It's probably on the rise, but it's still underreported because there's shame by the victim. And the only time we really get any energy or activity around it is when B.B. King is in harm's way, or they're fighting with Andy Rooney's family or somebody like that. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, how could that happen to a celebrity? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, there are people suffering in silence all over the country. The second thing that happens in the three-legged stool is that prosecutors and law enforcement folks really are kind of removed from it. They don't get all the cultural competency and the training they need. And so they're not really equipped to handle the soft crimes that really count. Mm-hmm. Now, if you cut somebody, they know exactly what to do. But if you take somebody's money, they're not always as quick to act. And that's no criticism. That's just honesty. The third leg of the stool really is, we talked about the CARE Act when we started. The caregiver's burden is twofold. In some instances, if somebody's sick and shut in, and the only person in their friend and family network who comes to see them is the person who's doing them bad, well, they take me to the doctor when I'm sick. They go to the drugstore for me to get my groceries and my medication. And from time to time, they might even take me for a ride around the park. But meanwhile, they're taking all my money as it comes in the door. What's the likelihood that that person's going to feel comfortable versus being isolated to say, I got to go? So that doesn't mean we indict or throw out all caregivers. But the reality of it is, what the investigators will tell us, Sean, well, Miss Maggie consented to the use of her money in that way. Yeah. Or, and I'm not going to get into some of the other abuses that come up, but the reality of it is you would be surprised about some of the physical abuses that go on. And I'm not just talking about putting hands on people when it comes to boomers and seniors. And it really is crushing.
Yeah, it saddens me each and every time I hear of a senior, someone that's frail and vulnerable and elderly, you know, just being abused. And I feel oftentimes, you know, from where I sit, handcuffed. So this is my way of really trying to shed light, you know, on that issue and get folks rallied behind, you know, some sort of movement where we can begin to see these numbers, if not stay constant, but certainly drop you know, as we move forward. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's learn about AARP, the value that it can bring to folks that become a member of your organization there. You know, and I understand, Raul, you know, I'm still reading, you know, your boss's book, Disrupt Aging.
Absolutely.
Right. I keep picking it up as I have time, you know, and I go through that. And it's an awesome book. It speaks to kind of the spirit of here on the Senior Zone. And that's getting folks to realize that it's not over till it's over. You may be in the fourth quarter, you know, of life, maybe the last few minutes, but there's still life left, you know, to live and breath yet, you know, to breathe. You know, let's speak about that a little bit. How can we begin to change the conversations that once you turn 70, that doesn't mean that it's over. You can start preparing to put your foot in the grave, you know, and there's still many years of life left to live.
If the goal is a long, happy life, aging is inevitable. If that's the goal. Now, if you want to go sooner, then fine. I think what we're seeing, Sean, is people don't think it's over at 70. People think it's over at 46. People think it's over at 50. And so part of what AARP is trying to do is look at what is healthy aging look like. And one of the things that our CEO, Joanne Jenkins-Book, does is talk about the principles around the freedom to learn, the freedom to earn, the freedom to grow, the freedom to live where you want to live, those kind of things. And just start ordering your steps in a way that's going to allow you to do those things. So AARP is a lot of things to a lot of people. When you got 38 million plus members, there's any number of things that attract them, and then they get introduced to other things. So many people are aware of AARP for the discounts. And we're not ashamed of the discounts. I mean, somebody went to Dunkin' Donuts this morning and got their Dunkin' coffee and a bagel or a muffin, and they got the discount. Fine. It's back to school season. I already talked about it. We have one of the best royalty initiatives with Michael's Arts and Crafts. And then Regal Cinema, I used my discount this past weekend to go see a movie for...
I'm always talking. We love discounts here on the Senior Zone. We also love to use that four-letter F word here on the Senior Zone as well. It's called free as well. So you're speaking to the heart of our seniors there. What's some of the other value propositions for joining and becoming a member of the
Let's do it real quick. If you want to volunteer and you're looking for a platform, I mean, something as simple as we want to rename a part of a street on behalf of somebody who was a pillar in a community. AARP can show you how to do that in terms of getting in City Hall or legislative assemblies and so forth. AARP, the magazine, AARP Bulletin, chock full of information. The Bulletin this month is running its annual 99 Ways to Save. You say you love free, it's going to tell you how to do that. We've got nationwide research available on health, self, and wealth. And one of the number one priorities people have around health and self is brain health. And so we're given all kinds of tools and resources that are available to help people do the things they want to do. And again, we already talked a little bit, Sean, about the Fraud Watch Network. But those are just some of the things that come up where people can actually get plugged in. So if you need a resource, AARP can provide it. If you need an ally, AARP can be one of those allies. If you want to be a part of a network.
And that's so like true because you have networks throughout, you know, I'm saying network, but you have chapters throughout the entire country where folks can get involved in their local community and take up those local causes and rally behind that if they so choose to do so. So, you know, not that I need to applaud AARP, but I do applaud, you know, from your founder to your current CEO and all the staff that makes this happen for our local seniors, because It brings up just the spirit of why I started this show, you know, Rawlins. And what it boils down to for me is that I just care. And I don't know how to sum it up in anything else, but I just care. I try to put some action behind that. So I make my care a verb, you know, if you will. So I just want to thank you for what you do with AARP and around the country, inspiring folks to still, you know, live and disrupt their aging process. But are there any other programs or services, you know, that folks can tap into to contribute to a more vital and productive aging process?
The couple of things I would say in closing is we do careversations for people who are caregivers or would be caregivers.
You said careversations?
Careversations. Okay. And it talks about in a network format, what are your options in the Washington metropolitan area? Then for those who are not plugged in, we got AARP Tech, T-E-K, that's going to tell you how to use your gadgets and monitor others who are using your gadgets. Mm-hmm. And then for those who want to work full or part-time, we've got a job search platform. If anybody's interested in any of these things, the number to call is 866-740-6947. Again, that's 866-740-6947. Last plug, if you are in the Washington metropolitan area and you are a part of or aware of a senior ministry, and whether you're part of AARP or not, mm-hmm. you can't afford not to be talking to our folks in the Washington, D.C. state office or the Maryland state office about what kind of resources they can do to help fuel some of those ministries, because you don't have to make up all the research. It's already on the shelf.
Already there.
Just go grab it.
Yeah, yeah. There's certainly an informational gap that exists, and it's through your efforts and mine as well. We're trying to narrow that gap. And so what's that number one more time, Raul, for our listeners?
866-740-6947.
Well, I want to thank you, but before I let you go, I understand that you have a shout out to give to your sorority, frat brothers out there.
I love all the sororities, but I do have to give a shout out to the Diamonds of Kappa Alpha Psi. My good brothers are out there doing work. Right now, we're doing a number of back-to-school initiatives, which leads off with our Guide Right program. So if you know a Kappa or you want to know a Kappa, just say Guide Right. They're going to come running.
Gotcha, gotcha. Guide Right. There you go. Raul, I want to thank you, sir, for coming on to the Senior Zone. It's been a blessing. It's been a 2.5-year journey to get to this point, to get you in our seat. And I'm so humbled and blessed, you know, and fortunate to have you here on the Senior Zone. Sir, you are welcome back anytime. Anytime you want to come back, you're certainly welcome there. Coming up next, we have, Happy Day. And what a happy day it is. This is by the O'Neill Brothers. Afterwards, birthdays and announcements, as well as news. Birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements.
Happy birthday to you. 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 anymore.
It's that special time of the show where I get to acknowledge and recognize those that are celebrating yet another year. And first up, we have Miss Bernice Butler turning 73 today, August 15th from Annandale, Virginia. Thank you for listening, Miss Butler, and many, many more. Mr. Pedro Houston turns 72 tomorrow, August 16th. Down in Prince George's County, Rosaryville, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Houston. Miss Jacqueline Francis is 64, one more year away from being Medicare eligible. She turns 64 tomorrow, August 16th, from McLean, Virginia. Happy birthday to you, Miss Francis. My good buddy here, Mr. Carl Griffin, we go way back, 30 years in the United States Air Force. He turns 57 Wednesday, August 17th, down in Warner Robins, Georgia. Happy birthday, my good partner. Mrs. Eula Vasquez turns the big 9-0. Praise God, on Thursday, August 18th, from Olney, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mrs. Vasquez. Miss Lucille Baldwin is 79, Friday, August 19th, from Northwest D.C. A few more we have here. Mr. Boyd Montgomery is 71 on Friday as well, from up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They're listening to us way up in Harrisburg. Praise God. Mrs. Dana Flowers turned 65. She has her red, white, and blue card to this Saturday, actually, August 20th, from Northwest D.C. Happy birthday to you, Miss Flowers. And Mr. Terry Wagner is 66 on Sunday, August 21st, from Southwest D.C. We don't get too many from Southwest. Southwest, start sending those birthdays in. And last but not least, we have Miss Patsy Gordon is 78. On Sunday, August 21st, from Gaithersburg, Maryland. To have your birthday mentioned here on the Senior Zone or any notable events, anniversaries, etc., email them to us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. And Senior Zone news and announcements tomorrow, August 16th at 11:30 a.m., AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They're presenting information on Medicare Patrol at Delta Towers. That's at 1400 Florida Avenue Northeast. For more information, call Norma Hardy at 202-529-8701. Next, on Thursday, August 18th, United Healthcare, they will be available to discuss your Medicare options at the following D.C. libraries. At 1:30 p.m. on the 18th, they're going to be at Anacostia Library on 1800 Good Hope Road Southeast. At 4 p.m., they're going to be at Benning Road Library at 3935 Benning Road Northeast. And last, 6:30 p.m. on the 18th, they're going to be at Francis A. Gregory Library at 3660 Alabama Avenue Southeast D.C. There's going to be what's called an Aging Life Care Seminar. It's presented by Elder Tree Care Management, and it's a free seminar explaining how geriatric care managers who act as guides and advocates for families who are caring for older and disabled adults can be of help to you. This takes place on Friday, August 19th from 11 a.m. to noon at the Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington, Virginia. For more information, call 703-558-6859. I've mentioned this for the past several weeks, but there's this website called benefitscheckup.org. It screens for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with many things, prescription drug coverage, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment, and volunteer opportunities. Folks, screenings are confidential. Just go to benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. Folks, the D.C. Office on Aging, it's not quite a new program anymore, but still their newest program called Safe at Home promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons living with disabilities by offering up to $10,000. That's $10,000 in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. Whether you are working or you're retired, it pays to be smart about your money, your income. Go to economiccheckup.org to discover tips and resources in your community to better manage your budget, save you money, find work, and set financial goals. It's free, it's confidential, and it's from one of our good friends, a very trusted resource, the nonprofit National Council on Aging. That's economiccheckup.org. If you still have questions about food, nutrition, and diet, you can speak to a registered dietitian every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Senior Nutrition Hotline by calling 240-777-1100. That's 240-777-1100. Last, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call the Senior Zone at 800-217-1984. That's 800-217-1984. Or you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. Check out our website for upcoming events throughout the metro area. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone, where our guest will be Ward 4 Councilmember Mr. Brandon Todd. Don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show with my good friend Dr. Eve Taylor is up next. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.